Entertainment. Here I am in the studio with my co-host, Peggy, and our new engineer, Shelley. We're so happy to have her as our new engineer. And then we have a new DJ with the station with us today.
And Casey Jones.
Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. And yes, okay, Casey, what is your real last name?
My last name is Majerus.
Majerus. So, okay. All right.
It just doesn't sound as fun as Casey Jones.
No. And your program is called?
Casey's Garage.
Casey's Garage.
What time?
I'm on early in the morning. I'm on from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Tuesdays.
Okay. Tuesdays. Okay. That's early.
So that what do you like to play, Casey?
I have a really wide range of musical interests. But as the name might imply, Casey Jones is a Grateful Dead reference. I'm a big Grateful Dead fan, but I don't always play Grateful Dead music. So it's a wide range of genres. But because it bounces around so much, I try to keep it into one zone per week, so I don't really lose people. but it's anything from punk to heavy metal to jazz, funk, soul, country. So it's a lot.
It's a variety.
It is. So eclectic is the short answer. Yes.
Yes, very eclectic. And would you take requests if someone were to call if they were up that early?
Absolutely.
Shelley, we need the station number again. If you wanted to call to the studio for a request between 6 and 8.
782-2263.
So if you're up, you want a request, I'm sure he would play that for you.
I look forward to it. And one of my most frequent requesters is sitting right here with Madam Butterfly. So thank you very much.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Casey, how did you get started with KBMF?
It's a very sentimental story to me, actually. My wife's father was a radio DJ in Minnesota, and she has fond stories of hearing her father on the radio. So I wanted to provide that same experience for my daughters.
Oh, that's grand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And your daughters are how old?
They're twin girls. They're 8 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you guys are busy.
Very, yes.
And how are you from Butte?
Not originally, no. I'm from north central Montana, north of Great Falls, a little farm and ranch town called Conrad.
Oh, I know about Conrad.
Good to hear.
I grew up in a farm town, too, Belfry, Montana.
I hear. Good, good.
And then what brought you to Butte?
Really two reasons. The short answer is work.
Okay.
I work at the hospital and they, have had a job that I was interested in. So we moved here for that. But the longer answer is the mountains.
The
mountains are definitely what keep me in Montana and specifically Southwest Montana. I consider myself a bit of a mountain person. So
I do,
the
too.
The fact that we live on the Continental Divide Trail is absolutely amazing. And,
it is. Butte is amazing.
It's a good town. And we're very happy to put roots down here, and I hope we're here for a long time.
We have found some interesting people that are putting roots down here in our town, uptown, and are making the town more beautiful, rebuilding old buildings, building new that goes with our architecture. Mm-hmm. So we've had some very interesting people here on our show that are doing beautifying Butte and live in Butte too, that came from other places.
That's great.
Yeah. I know.
So is there anything you want to tell people about your show in general?
I am very grateful for the people who tune in the morning at super early. I know it's an uncomfortable time for a lot of folks, but
if you're up, you're up.
If you're up, you're up. Yeah. So I get the early risers and the people that are late to go to bed, which I am one of those. Because I work at the hospital, I work nights.
Yeah. Oh, you work the night shift.
So I'm the night shifter, yeah. Yes. So I get off work and come here and do my show.
What is your shift at the hospital?
like 5:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, perfect for here.
And so I sort of have a little bit of a crossover audience. I have some very early morning people and some very late night people. Yes. And so I definitely appreciate that.
And how long have you been on the air with us now?
Not very long. I started in, I want to say May, April, May.
Oh, yeah, okay. So. But you've settled in. That's enough time to really settle in, too.
I'm getting more comfortable with it.
Yeah, good, yes. Good. And then, of course, you're in our live upstairs studio.
Yes.
We're at the downstairs studio. And our show gets edited because sometimes things are said that aren't quite right.
Yes.
So our show is not live. It is edited. And is there anything you would like to say that is... that wouldn't have to be edited.
Oh boy, I don't know.
Oh no, okay, all right.
I'll try to keep it clean.
Okay.
But no, I'm just super grateful for the opportunity. You know, being a community radio station is wildly important, especially in small towns like this. And I think one of the most beautiful aspects of community radio is that we have the freedom to play what we want.
Yeah.
And nobody tells you.
It's truly amazing. So I try to keep it edited and clean on the radio, but it's fun to be able to play some music that might not see airtime in other places.
Right. And then we have such a variety of music. If you don't like a person's show, wait till the next one.
Exactly.
Or, you know, we have such a big variety.
And it's such a great volunteer group that does this. It's
and this
fantastic.
This Absolutely. Station, we've been here a while now. We're in our fifth year. So this station, we've seen it grow.
That's good to hear.
You know, and it's getting better all the time. I don't know how it can get better, but it gets better all the time. And we're very grateful to be part of KBMF also.
We want to thank you, Casey, for coming down and being on our little show.
Yes, thank you so much. And maybe next year we'll see how you did in a year. We'll have you again and see
That's
how
great.
It's it all going.
Absolutely. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Ursula.
Thank you.
And Lucy
you.
Lou.
Lucy Lou, yes. I have a little rescue dog that's coming with me to all of these interviews because she's still very insecure. And so she's always on my lap. Maybe she'll be the station dog here for a while, the downstairs part anyway. Okay, so thank you, thank you. And thank you to our audience for listening again. And again, we love you. Tell your friends about us and they will love us back. I know they will because we have so many interesting people. And so thank you, Peggy.
And thank you, Ursula. And thank you, Casey.
Thank you,
Casey.
For having
thank
me.
You. And thank you, Shelley, who is our new engineer. Thank you, thank you. Without Shelley, we would not have a program. So aloha.
Aloha.
Ciao.